Rice says, Rabbi Yosef ben Elisha says, if a generation suffers tremendous troubles, you should go check on the Jewish judges. Because we learn from a pasuk that all bad things that happen in the world happen because the Yiddish judges do not act properly. Pasuk says, Hashem doesn't rest a shchin on Klal Yisrael until the wicked judges and officers are gone. Ula says, the pasuk teaches that Yerushalayim will only be redeemed through the zchus of tzedakah. Papa Dashan's Pesukim to teach that when arrogant people cease to exist, the people who incite Eden to worship Avodah Zarah and make Hashem angry will also cease to exist. If corrupt judges cease to exist, then the wicked non-Jewish officers will also cease to exist. Rav Malai, in the name of Elazar, Rav Shimon Dashan's Pesuk, Shavar Hashem Mate Risham Sherit Moishlim. Hashem has broken the stick of the wicked. He said this refers to the judges who have become a stick in the hands of their officers by giving in to their demands. And when the pasuk says, and the stick of the rulers, this refers to Talmid Chacham who have their family appointed as judges when they don't act properly. Mazutra says this refers to Talmid Chacham who teach general halachas to unlearned judges who then use that little bit of knowledge to judge incorrectly. Yezir ben Malai, in the name of Rish Lakish, explains the pasuk that says, your hands are dirty with blood. He says this refers to corrupt judges. When his pasuk says, your fingers are dirty with sin, refers to judges, scribes. When the pasuk says, as your lips have spoken lies, it refers to the lawyers. Your tongues speak wickedness, refers to the litigants themselves. Malai, in the name of Yitzchak Migdala, says that from the day Yosef separated from his brothers, he didn't drink any wine. That's what the pasuk says. Nazir el kadkoy, nazir echav. He was like a nazir. Yosef Yochanina says the brothers also didn't drink any wine from that day, because the pasuk says when they came to Mitzrayim, vayishtu vayishkiru imoy, meaning imoy with him, just like he never drank till then. They also never drank till then. Malai says that they drank, but they never became drunk without him. And that day was the first time they became drunk. Malai says that when the schus that iron was happy for Moshe's being chosen as the leader of Klal Yisrael, Verachav Samach Balibai, he was zeichet to have the Chosh and Mishpat Alibai. The people of Bashkar sent to Levi the following three questions. Number one, are you allowed to put up a sloping canopy, a kilo, on Shabbos? Number two, are you allowed to plant kashusa in a vineyard? Is it a problem of Klayim? And number three, are you allowed to dig a grave on Yom Tov? By the time the messenger reached Levi, Levi himself had never passed away. So Shmuel told Rabbi Nashir to answer the questions. So he answered them as follows. He said, with regard to the kilo, he said, I have no way to make it mutter. In fact, what do you mean? He could have said he could have been matter like Rabbi Yechezkel said, putting a string there to be able to pull it. It's being moisiv, not being boina. The Gemara said the Bashkar people were unlearned people, and therefore, if you would teach them a leniency like that, they would apply it in other ways beyond the leniency. Next, he said, with regard to Klayim, the kashusa plant in the vineyard is Klayim, and therefore you can't print it there. You can't plant it there. For Gemara, Reb Tarfon says that it's not Klayim, and the halacha is that outside Eretz Yisrael, you always follow the Mekel. Gemara says again, the people of Pashka were not learned, and therefore they would take the leniency too far. Rav actually held Zok Gemara it was not Klayim. Rav Amram Chasida would give Malkas to someone who planted it, or Mesharshki would give money to a non-Jewish child to plant it for him. He didn't want to use a Jewish child because he didn't want to get a Jewish child used to planting something like that. He also didn't want to use an adult guy because then people may mistaken that for a Yiddish adult. With regards to the digging of the grave on Yom Tov, he said it's also to be done by Yidden or non-Jews, and maybe not. And it also can't be done on the first day or the second day Yom Tov. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yechon allowed goyim to dig a grave for a mace who was already lying there for 2 days. We also find that Rava allowed digging a grave by goyim on the first day Yom Tov and allowed digging a grave even by Yidden on the second day Yom Tov, even the second day Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says again, the people of Bashka were not learned and they would take this leniency too far. Rav Chum Bar Guria said, you're allowed to wrap yourself in a material of a canopy that even has strings on it. You're allowed to walk out that way into Rosh Hashanah. In fact, Rav Huna, name of Rav, said, if someone walks out into Rosh Hashanah wearing tzitzis that are not kosher, then he's chayav v'chatzis because the strings are considered to be a maser. He said, how come over here the strings of the canopy are not a maser? The Gemara says, the strings of tzitzis are tchelis, and therefore they're significant, they're choshev. That's why they don't become bottled to the garment, and that's why you be chayav as a maser. Rav Bar Huna said, you're allowed to use like a trick, aroma, to put a strainer on a keli on Yom Tov. You can put the strain in there and say you're just putting it there to put pomegranates in it. Then after, once it's there, you can use the strain you want on Yom Tov. Rav Ashi said he actually has to put the pomegranates there first if he wants his trick to be effective. Marius of Raisa says that you're allowed to apply also a trick for brewing beer on Chalamoid for after Yom Tov, even though he's not doing something which you know, like over here, putting the pomegranates in over there, he's not doing that type of action, and still it's mutter. Where it says it's different, because brewing beer is a permitted act, and therefore you don't need another action to be done. Straining is a prohibited act, and therefore the strainer can only be put there and used if one does an action to show that it was placed there for a permitted use. Rabbanon told Ravashi that there was a Tzurim Rabbanon who used to use a trick to plug up a hole in a barrel with a clove of garlic, and he would also use a trick to get across the river on a boat on Shabbos. He said, hey, just takes a, wants to take a nap. He doesn't intend to go to the other side. Ravashi said, these things, even without a trick, are only also the Rabbanon. Therefore, for a Tzurim Rabbanon, if he applies a trick in Harama, we allow it to go, and even though it's also the Rabbanon, we allow him to do it. Up the mission on Shabbos, you let it run water over the sediment in the strainer to mix with the wine left in the sediment, and then allow it to run out of the strainer on Shabbos. Also, you're allowed to strain wine through a kerchief or through a basket made of willow branches. Also, you're allowed to put an egg into a mustard seed strainer, which was done to color the mustard. Next, one, you're allowed to make inumlin, which is a drinkable mixture. We'll be explaining the Gemara on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to make a cupful on Shabbos, a bottleful on Yom Tov, and a barrelful on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Tzadok says you can make as much as you need for the amount of people that you have to feed. Gemara Zivi says you're allowed to run clear wine and clear water through a strainer on Shabbos, but not murky wine or water. Gemara Shimon Gamliel says you're allowed to mix a barrel of wine with its sediment and then run it through a strainer. That's not clear wine, and that's still allowed. Zakamaz Iwi said that's talking about doing that at the wine press where people drink the unstrained wine as well. Therefore, since someone drinks like that, it's not a problem with regard to straining it. Just said Misan Misadoran. Bachia said it's only allowed if you don't make a funnel shape out of the material to direct the wine's flow, because if you do, then it's a problem of weekday activity and also maybe a problem of schita. Misha said uvichfifa mitris. Rashi and Rav said that basket can be used as long as not a tefach or more above the floor. The keli, so it doesn't create an oil. I've said the cloth shouldn't be put all the way. A cloth cover shouldn't be all the way over a barrel. You have to leave it open so it's not a full oil. Papa said you shouldn't stuff the spout of a wine bottle with straw or wood because then it acts as a strainer. Papa's house, they would pour beer slowly from keli to keli, leaving the sediment behind.